Thanks for joining the Kids Ministry Collective podcast. Each episode of the KMC is designed to inform and encourage those who love kids and serve in kids and family ministry. Let's join in today's episode. And welcome to another edition of the Kid Ministry Collective podcast. I'm your host, Tom Bump. And in this episode, we're going to be talking about something super important. If you've been part of the KMC Facebook group, you know that I've been emphasizing in 2020 about getting back to the basics. I've challenged you as leaders to get back into the Word fresh for yourselves. But there's another area that I think we as leaders need to get a grasp on and get back to the basics, and that's prayer. And so that's what this episode is going to be all focused on, is about prayer. Because I do believe as leaders, we need to do a better job of helping children and families move beyond just making prayer part of their life as a ritual thing, but helping kids understand that it's a powerful tool that deepens our relationship with our God. And so my friend today, my guest today is a friend, and I've really enjoyed chatting with her, and I'm excited to have her on the podcast. Leanne Welk. Here we were talking about her name off air, and then I messed it all up. Leanne Welk is from Canada. So this is an international podcast now. Woo! We know we have international listeners, and I know I have some Canadian listeners, so I'm hoping that they'll give a shout out when they hear this, because I would love to hear from them. But she has a real passion for helping us connect heart to heart with God. So welcome, Leanne. I'm so glad to have you on the podcast.
Well, thank you, Tom, for having me. This is awesome.
Hey, so I would love for people to get to know you, because you haven't been on our podcast before. So tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Sure. Well, I do live in Spruce Grove, Alberta, Canada. So that's near Edmonton. And I've been married to Kevin for 31 years. I have a son, Jaden, who's married to Megan. And I have a son named Brendan who's 16, and it's my greatest joy to be a wife and mom. And then I'm a children's ministry specialist, and I've been teaching God's word to kids for over 25 years now. And it just never gets old. I love teaching God's word. And now I have actually just stepped into full-time ministry with Handle With Care, which is my ministry. And we provide we partner with children's ministry specialists and their churches to provide training, support, and care for them and their ministries.
And that is awesome. And I think that's part of why we connect so well, is because we're both really doing ministry coaching and we're assisting and coming alongside the church. And I love that partnership and can't wait to see where God takes that in the future. We've had the opportunity to attend Children's Pastors Conference down in Orlando. And if you don't know what CPC is, you need to check it out. Just Google Children's Pastors Conference and plan to join Leanne and I at 2021, Lord willing. If there is one then, we'll be there, I'm sure. I can't wait to see what God's going to do. But while you were there at CPC, you got the chance to present a breakout entitled Heart to Heart Prayer. Tell me, why did you choose a topic like that?
Well, I grew up in a Christian home. I gave my life to the Lord at 7, and I attended Sunday school faithfully and even midweek prayer meetings with my parents. And so you would think that, you know, I knew how to pray. And I guess I thought I did, but at about 30 years old, I was really seeking the Lord in my life for direction. I was a new mom, and I discovered that I could have a heart-to-heart talk with God, just that intimacy. And not only did He hear me, but I could hear Him. And that's really where this passion has come from, and just my desire to not only teach children, but families in general, how they can have a heart-to-heart with God.
That is awesome. I love that, because I do think we need to help kids not only talk to, but listen. you know, that the whole idea of Samuel and how he learned to listen for God's voice to speak. So I think it's important that we teach kids how God speaks to us through his word and through prayer. And I think this is it's a powerful thing. And so I was really excited when I heard about what you were doing and felt like, you know, again, because of our theme in the KMC and the Kid Ministry Collective Facebook group of the emphasis of being back to the basics. And I really just feel God's been speaking to my heart about the idea of I need to get back to the basics, my own self, to reinvigorate my own prayer life and my own Bible study. And I just felt like this was a theme that would fit perfectly for this year. And so, you know, as you considered this idea of teaching about prayer, what are some of those things that we should consider when we're teaching kids about it? So what are some of those things that we should be thinking as leaders?
Well, I guess I would say that I think most of you would agree that children are bombarded with so many things now, and there is so much noise just happening around them. And whether it's the busyness that they're, in activities and things, or just there's just high level activity that happens a lot, and we don't have a lot of downtime, a lot of quietness. And I mean, come on, even in our own lives, right? It's probably right. Resonating with you right now. And I just believe that we have to teach them how to pray, how to hear God's voice for themselves, because they are living in this world that is just, you know, coming at them from all different angles. And we know that they're called to pursue righteousness and not to conform to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of their mind. And the only way that they can do that is by being in the presence of the Lord and asking him to search their hearts, and that they, you know, he can examine their hearts. And that's what I believe we're supposed to do as children's ministry leaders.
Yes. Oh, amen. Amen. Keep preaching. It's good stuff. Let me get there, Tom. but I love that. And you're right on. And so, when you had the chance to present this breakout, in your notes and your outline, I had a chance to see that you shared with the leaders, about the need to help kids and the children in their posture, and posturing themselves for prayer. Can you walk that out for us? Explain, what did you mean when you say how, because I think a lot of people are immediately going to think position, and you saw that as a much bigger thing. So can you walk that out for us?
Sure. I guess that when I say posture, I am talking about the posture of our heart more than anything physical. And there's some steps that you can take to physically posture your heart. And I think that is important to do. Would you like me to step through those things now? Okay. So I think that because of the busyness that we have, you have to do a couple of things. And I mean, I don't know about you, but to find even 5 minutes, let alone like 55 minutes to have a prayer time is difficult. Like, let's be real, right?
Yep.
And for me, one of the best places is the car, because I don't have any distractions. Well, usually.
Yeah.
And it's self-contained. So I kind of say there's 5 things that you can do to help yourself posture yourself before getting your heart right. And so a convenient time. That's what you have to find the time. And I'm just saying 5 minutes. Like, let's just do that, okay?
Sure.
So 5 minutes, a quiet place where you're not going to get distracted. A favorite song really helps. I mean, Tom, you probably think of 3 songs just instantly of like, that's the song that really grips your heart. I think that's a great place to start.
Yep.
A comfortable posture, like in the physical, is really helpful, because if you're uncomfortable on the stool or something, you're not really thinking about your heart as much as you are about your body and how uncomfortable it is. So it's okay to have a nice chair to sit in or something like that. And then I always say, take a deep breath, like just take it in and let it out. And that really does help us. I mean, if you want to light a candle, light a candle, you know, if you need more little things like that, but just those five things will help us calm down and be able to focus on what's really important right now.
Yeah. So once we get our hearts in a good posture, which again, I think that's important as we're teaching kids these kind of concepts, because even like, you know, we've had a podcast on worship before with Yancey, and she talked about getting your heart ready to worship. And really this is that thing of getting your heart ready to speak to God, to hear his whisper into your voice, into your heart. So I think that is really powerful that we can connect with kids and show them that prayer is this conversation. It's that connection. And it's not just a ritualistic, boring, sterile thing. And it is something that, sure, there are spontaneous prayers. there's lots of those in scripture, but there's also times where you can sense that in the scripture that these people quieted themselves. So I love that. And so in there, you also explained in the breakout, this idea that we can help kids see with their hearts and experience prayer in a powerful way. And you really focused on the five senses. And so walk us through some of those five senses, and you even are going to give us a little experience of this part of the breakout. So if people weren't there at CPC, they're going to get a chance to catch a little bit of what you shared there. So let's dive into that.
Awesome. Well, the five senses are a wonderful way to teach children. We know that already, right? In a Bible storytelling experience, the more things that you can do that are sensory, the more that they're going to remember it. Even for ourselves, I'm thinking about Christmas, and we've just gone through that. I mean, when you smell the turkey dinner, there's all sorts of things that make you feel good about that smell, and it brings us to different memories. And so I have always used a lot of sensory things in my teaching. And so with heart-to-heart prayer, obviously the five senses that I'm talking about would be seeing, so with our eyes, hearing with our ears, smelling with our nose, tasting with our mouth, and touching, or sometimes I say feeling in this one. I take a little bit of liberty with that one for talking, because spiritually, right? And I love, since we're doing a podcast, I thought maybe we should do the hearing one, because everyone is doing this right now. And what's so amazing is that the Word of God shows us where we actually hear, our heart hears. Now with kids, I do say that we have heart ears, and they're not physical, of course, but they're spiritual ears. And I use the scripture in Psalms 27:8. It says, "My heart has heard you say, come and talk with me." And my heart responds, "Lord, I am coming."
That's good.
I know. Isn't that just so powerful? Yeah. I'm going to read it again, only because that is so good. It says, "My heart has heard you say, come and talk with me." And my heart responds, "Lord, I am coming." And so in this teaching moment, this is what I would use. I love using practical everyday items because I really believe that we should be at home with our families, and you can be reminded of that, you know, whatever, you used an avocado for something. and you know, there you are in the kitchen, you're able to teach the kids once again. Or maybe your kids will say, "Oh, do you know what Pastor Tom talked about today with the avocado?" So I really love that kind of thing. So I'm just going to do this, a very short version of the teachable moment. But I would like you to listen, Tom, and those of who are listening to our podcast here, you're going to listen to something, and then Tom, you're going to respond and tell me what it is.
All right.
Now, I told you before, there's a lot of noise that the kids have to just in life and what it's like. Right. And I just want to play. This is actually the sound of some white noise.
Yep.
And it can really be staticky and you can't really hear very well. But when we do some heart-to-heart prayer, we can stop that noise and we might hear something else. Tom, what do you think that was?
It sounds like I'm outside my camper hearing some little birds and crickets.
Yep. Good job. Okay, have a listen to this one. Can you tell?
Is that a campfire?
It is a campfire.
Hey, wow. Good job. All right.
Okay. Okay, let's see.
Oh. Sounds like I'm sitting up in my favorite spot in Yosemite on the mountaintop and hearing the wind go through the trees.
The wind is blowing.
Yeah.
Excellent. Let me do one more.
All right. Nothing. I don't hear anything.
You hear it?
Play it one more time.
Okay. Here, we'll ramp it up. That one's trickier, I think, coming through the audio today.
Yeah.
That one was a rainstorm.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I could hear. All right. Now I kind of got the pattern of the rain in my head. All right. Yeah. It was real quiet. So.
See, Tom, that even this was great because we didn't practice that beforehand. I didn't tell you what I was going to do. And the thing is that we have to stop and be still and quiet for a while. Mm-hmm. So that we can hear. And it was, and no one else can see the video part of this, but I could see you actually leaning in towards the computer, trying to hear it. And that's actually what we have to do, is that we lean in to the heart of God to hear what is he saying? What is that? And I mean, God can speak to us in different ways. Some of you who are listening to those sounds, you just instantly knew what it was. It just came up, right, Tom, for you too.
Right.
But some of us, like myself, I instantly see a picture in my head of the campfire.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us could even, this isn't weird, I'm just saying, like, if a campfire is embedded in your life, and so you could, like, imagine the smell, right?
Yep. Oh, there. Yeah. Yep. Oh, totally. And,
yeah. So it's practicing the presence of being with him. What does he sound like? How does he speak to you? Because, I mean, I've done heart-to-heart prayer a long time. I have not heard the Lord audibly. I will say that.
Yep.
I wish maybe one day I'll get that privilege.
I just say there are days I'm like, please, can I just hear an audible voice? I mean, and it doesn't even have to be a big rumble. Just let me hear a voice.
That's great. That's
the voice in my head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So some people actually see the word, you know, like in their imagination, or I see a picture. Reading his word. I mean, his word is alive. It's illuminated for us. And so a scripture might come to mind, and we go to his word and we read that. So when I love the scripture in Jeremiah 29, 12 and 13. We always talk about Jeremiah 29, 11.
Yep.
Great verse, wonderful. But keep reading, because this is what it says. It says, then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. Mm. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. So if I take that scripture now and I look at it, there's a pattern of practicing how to hear him.
Mm-hmm.
It comes from calling on him, coming to him, praying to him, and he listens. And then when we seek him, we find him with our whole heart. Mm. And he speaks right to our heart. Oh, sorry. I just get so...
that it blows my mind to hear those words. He listens to us.
Yeah.
I mean, the God of all creation. I have a second monitor up, and it's, like I said, of my favorite place in all the world. It's my sanctuary, Yosemite, where I've gone and been on spiritual retreats and just sat up. I actually have candles that are made with Yosemite spices, I guess, to call them. I don't know what you call candle stuff. And I'm not a big into candle person, but I found this one candle that actually is of cedar wood and amber, and it to me, when I light that thing, just takes me right back to sitting there on the mountain, hearing the birds, hearing the waterfalls, and being in that presence. And I remember one morning waiting for the sun to rise, and realizing that, you know, when you're sitting up there at 7,000-8,000 feet in elevation, how close those stars feel to you, and reading some of those scriptures and reading that passage and just being moved to tears, realizing that God was sitting there listening to me talk to him. He didn't have to, but he wants to, and he wants to communicate back to me. And it was definitely a life-changing, life-altering moment up there. So yeah, that if we can create those kind of environments for kids, I have no doubt that if we will put more intentionality into just moving beyond, okay, what prayer requests do we have? Okay, let's pray. Okay, bye. See you next week.
Yeah.
We've lowered the, and this is what, you know, I'm going to get on a little soapbox. Sorry. Here, you're the guest. And I'm going to
okay.
But you've inspired me. I feel like sometimes we've lowered the bar of prayer. We've made it less important, or we've made it cliche that's all we do. And that's all kids see we do on Sunday mornings. And I wish we would see more. I know as a kids pastor, I wished I had done more to emphasize prayer in this way, creating these kind of prayer environments where kids can learn to do this, because I think that's a real powerful thing. So thank you for sharing that experience with us, because that's a good teachable moment that maybe the listener listening to the podcast needs to stop for a few minutes and pause this podcast for a few and say, okay, God, I want to seek you with all my heart. And I want to know you're listening, but I also want to know that I'm listening and get my heart ready. Wow. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing what you said, because I could just feel what you felt. Like, you felt so close to God at the top of that mountain. Yep. And I'm sure when you light your candle now and you take a little time, you just remember that, because he was there and he's with you now when you do that.
In my little basement office down. He is here, and I'm so thankful for that. And that's what I think, you know, heart-to-heart prayer. I think that's why I felt, again, I'm going to say it again, this is why I wanted this podcast to air, because I want leaders to get back in love with that and deepen their heart-to-heart in prayer, so that they can guide children that way too, and help parents do this with their children. Because I think all of us can do this. And this is something parents really do long for. How do I help my kid pray? And so we're going to talk a little bit about in some of that, but we're going to pause just for a moment. And we've got a sponsor of this episode of the Kid Ministry Collective podcast. So we're going to hear about them right now. Hey, my friends. Are you starting out 2020 stressing about big events that are coming up, Bible school, outreaches, summer schedules with volunteers? Do you usually wait till the deadlines start approaching to really kick it into gear and often say to yourself, hey, I'm so much better when I'm under pressure? Yeah, I used to say that too. let me tell you, learning to plan and working that plan are a skill that have to be learned. Some of us, it doesn't come as natural as it does to others. It didn't come naturally for me. And so if you've reached a point where you're like, I can't keep living like this anymore. My leaders are getting frustrated. My team's getting frustrated. I need to make a change. Well, I want to let you know about an opportunity and a solution for you. It's called the KMC Mentoring Group. And for $299, you can get 6 months of coaching and encouragement to help you figure out how you can find a healthy rhythm of planning and leading. Coaching groups are fun, they're informative, and they're going to help you develop the skills you need to improve your organization and your time management. We've got two groups that are launching in the first week of February 2020. Space is limited and starting to fill up. So if you're ready to make a change, if you're tired of living from Sunday to Sunday and stress to stress, take a chance, take a step, and head over to kmccoach.net to get more information, or head to our show notes on the Podbean website, and you can find a link to apply to one of these coaching groups. Again, they're closing fast. And we've only got two groups to offer. KMC Coaching, here to help you lead more to reach more in 2020. Hey, I'm so glad that we're back. Like I said, this has been a good episode and I can't wait to continue on. We've got some more good questions for you, Leanne. So one of the things that you suggest is a time for prayer, or at least a length for helping kids learn, because sometimes prayer can be uncomfortable. And again, like I said before the break, sometimes we've made prayer just, okay, give me your prayer requests. I'm going to write them down, or I may not even write them down, and we're going to pray a little prayer, and, you know, and then we just dismiss. And so let's talk about this concept of time for prayer and the length and why you feel that's important.
Sure. I learned too over the years and just really felt like God was saying the things that I was experiencing in my own prayer time with the Lord was that that was his desire, is to spend time with the kids. And isn't it, to think about the fact that when we get to teach our kids something when they're young, that that can become just a very regular practice for them, right? All their life. Because I always say, oh, I wish I knew that was God earlier on. I didn't really know that was him speaking to me.
Yeah, right.
Until I was 30. So, anyway, I think that one of the best things you can do is in your class time. I know the scope and sequence is important to you. Mm-hmm. I know it is. I know that there's expectations, whether it's from leadership or yourself, and you know, you feel like, or maybe even parents, you feel like I have to do this so I can show what I've done. That's a whole nother workshop at some time. but here's the thing. You have this beautiful opportunity to give space and time to hearing God's voice at your classroom time. And I agree with you, Tom. I know even myself, you know, there's so much to get through in a morning, and then it's a quick, okay, kids, let's pray. You know, thank you, Jesus. Nope. And I mean, he hears those prayers too. I don't think sure. They're unsincere at all.
Right.
But when we can teach our kids that you can have heart to heart with God, that's a piece that they want to come to church for, because they might not necessarily have that in their homes even.
Right.
And so right. Last year CPC 19, I taught on creative prayer spaces, because that is something very mm-hmm. dear to my heart as well. And I think the visual experience that the kids have of seeing something like the throne of grace really makes a big impact. And so you might be able to set something up like that. And I left it up for, I left mine up all year because it's uh-huh. how I did things. And just being able to just start with 5 minutes. You don't have to, you know, make it 20 minutes or anything like that. And just start with 5 minutes. Start with something simple. One thing that I find that the kids, like put the lights down low and have a fiber optic light, which you can buy at the dollar store now. So just something they, and let them touch it. Let it go around the circle. Let them touch it. And talk about one of the pieces of, you know, hearing or seeing God is probably the best place to start. And just do 5 minutes. I also really suggest that you just let them, like I don't leave them in their chairs usually. I like to use the floor. And if they want to lay down, let them lay down. And maybe that's too casual for some people, but you do what is okay for you.
Right.
And then I also don't force them to keep their eyes closed. We talk about closing our eyes and folding our hands because of the distractions.
Right.
And it's a good place to start. But like if they open their eyes, I don't go, close your eyes. Because, and that just might be more distracting for them. And they like to look at the lights of that fiber optic lamp or something. So I just think it's vitally important. And may I say, don't do it at the end. You can do it at the end again if you want. Right. But, you know, welcome them. Do a fun song, maybe a fun little activity about your theme for the day. Do a small teachable moment and then do prayer. Yeah. There's no rule that you can't do prayer near the beginning.
Right.
And that way you know that you've already done that teaching. And when you close off, you can do it again if you want. But that's how I would create some space and time for heart-to-heart prayer.
That is really good. You give five phrases that will help teach kids and guide them in prayer. I want you to share those because I thought those were really good. And I think this will be good because, like I said, this is where I think leaders, as they're listening, can go, oh yeah, I could incorporate that phrase, which would lead me to the other phrases. You know, if I see one that matches up with my theme and my lesson, I can use that as a bridge to tie in the rest. So go ahead and share your five phrases.
Sure. And just so you know, the five phrases, this is not a formula. This is just a way of teaching, right? And after a while, it just becomes like so natural of this is a way to be able to talk to the Lord. But he can do whatever he wants. He can move around. But the first phrase that I get the kids just to, okay, so everybody's going to sit down and just get comfy. And then we're just going to be still. And so I like to even say it out loud. Just say, I will be still. And we're just quiet for just a moment. Yeah. We just still our bodies. Often I'll say to the kids, can you just pretend you're in a bubble? And we don't want to be too close to someone else because we might pop the bubble. And it just seems, you know, they kind of like that. And it helps them understand, like, we're not going to touch somebody else at this time because we're going to talk to God. And we want to be reverent and focusing on him. So we quiet our hearts with, I will be still. Then I say, meet and greet. That's the next phrase. So meet and greet with Jesus. I don't know what that looks like for you, but Tom, I'm a hugger. And so I remember the first time when I kind of, I didn't know it was called meet and greet, you know, but I can really believe that he's just given me a hug. And that's how I would greet Jesus. And I don't know. How would you, maybe it's a fist pump for some kids. Maybe it's a handshake. Maybe it's just an acknowledgement, a head nod. You know, I don't know. Just let them meet and greet with Jesus because that's who we're meeting with.
Right.
So I will be still, meet and greet, behold and beheld. That's my next phrase.
I like this. If you
think about a person that maybe you haven't seen for a while, but you know, they're a very good friend, you love them. And when you would see them, you would meet and greet and, you know, you might embrace and just like at CPC, right? It's like, oh, yeah. Well,
party.
Maybe you don't
hugging
make
everybody.
That noise. But I would hug the person and then I would pull back and I would go, oh, let me look at you. And I just want to behold them, You know, I just want to see, take it in and what they look like. And then again, I'm a very touchy person. So if I sat down and my, you know, sweet friend that I haven't seen for a while, and she's just means so much to me, I'd probably extend my hand and just kind of want to touch her a little bit, mm-hmm. because that's just how I am. If I was meeting, you know, my dad or something, then I would want to hug them and be held a little while like that. So that's all that this phrase means. Like, what is it like when you meet with him? I mean, this is God. Mm-hmm. How does he respond to you? And it's going to look different for everybody. Right. And so how do you sense his presence and embrace that presence of him? Our fourth one is look and listen. Again, in a heart-to-heart conversation that you have with someone, if I did all the talking, I'm not really hearing their heart. They're just hearing everything out of my heart. And maybe that's what needs to happen today, you know? God's had lots of one-sided conversations with me.
Yeah, me too.
So look and listen is just to remind us to ask him, what's on your heart today, God? Where would you like me to go today with you?
Yeah.
And pausing and being quiet, even just for that long, that little pause that we just did, that he can, he knows that we're waiting for his response, however he's going to speak to us. Mm. So look and listen. Sometimes, again, I see lots of pictures. It's just the way he created me. Yep. But it's not like you have to have your eyes closed. Like, you could look around the room and all of a sudden you see something and it you're like, oh yeah, that makes me think of this. And Lord, I'm supposed to pray for Tom today.
Every time you see a bump sign, you just pray for me. That's
So we look and listen. And then the final phrase is print, paint, and pray. That basically, that one is when I'm teaching with the kids. I always want some kind of interactive, creative way for them to express what they saw. Because some kids are not going to be comfortable speaking out what they maybe are sensing.
Yep.
Some will draw something. And usually I'll do one activity as I'm teaching all of this. But then as they get more and more familiar with it, I can have those particular, you know, I can have paper out already with the pens, but maybe sometimes I'll do it with Play-Doh. Everybody's got some Play-Doh, and they're, as they're praying, we're talking about God molding us into, you know, his image, and then get them to make something with the Play-Doh. And you always have the backup. You can always make a heart, right? Yes. If they don't know what else to make.
Yep.
Yeah, so those are the five phrases that I use that seem to have been able to help me teach heart-to-heart prayer.
Those are really good. You know, we're going to have to wrap up here soon. And one of the things that I want to do as we wrap up is to talk about this idea, because I think it starts with us. You know, if we start incorporating some of these things, kids are going to start getting an idea of what it looks like and how they can do it at home. If we're starting to do this in our small groups, in our classes on Sunday, they're going to start we're modeling it for them. They're going to start doing it. But what can leaders do to keep prayer fresh for themselves? Because it starts with us first. We can't give what we don't have and what we don't do. So share with us a little bit of your thought and your heart for how leaders can keep prayer fresh.
Mm-hmm. All right. I agree with you wholeheartedly that, I mean, it's out of the overflow of our heart that our mouth speaks. Mm-hmm. So just think about the effectiveness of our teaching when we spend time with the Lord. And then let's say our lesson is about forgiveness. And maybe God has just dealt with us on forgiveness. And I'm telling you, it's just so powerful how it comes across when we have been practicing this ourselves. And to keep it fresh, I would say, number one is you need to take 5 minutes and just just be still.
Yeah.
Meet and greet him and behold and beheld. Yeah. It'll be the best 5 minutes of your day, I promise. And then I also would just say this on Sundays, I don't know what everyone's schedule is, of course, but I found it really effective to, I know we show up on Monday morning and we just, okay, we got so much to do and we're thinking about what happened yesterday. If you can take, I'd like to challenge you to 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Take your first 15 minutes, give that to the Lord, be in your classroom, and just put some music on, put the lights down low, maybe do your heart-to-heart prayer lesson that you want to do, like experience it for yourself on that Monday morning. I'm telling you, I got so much done the rest of the day when I put him first in that area. Yep. So that's one area. Also, I mean, God speaks all the time if we're listening. And so this helps us learn how to listen. So here, you're going to think I'm just so strange, but that's okay because God loves me and he made me this way. But I'm going to challenge you to this. Go to the dollar store. That's not a hard thing to do. But go to the dollar store and ask God to show you and to speak to you about something in the store that you could take and make into a lesson for hearing the voice of God. Something that you know, you didn't plan, you didn't read it in any kind of curriculum. Uh-huh. What could you use? It is so cool when you discover that kind of hearing God's voice.
I love it.
And then my last one would be to say, pray with a friend. And I mean, we do that, right? We want to pray for one another. Mm-hmm. But rather than Tom, you and I just like, okay, I'm going to pray now for Tom. And Tom, Lord, just bless Tom. If I would just be quiet and not talk for a little while, and we just say, and I could say, God, I just pray right now for Tom. And Lord, would you just come? We just invite you here. We're just going to be quiet before you and just listen for your words for Tom. Where do you want Tom to go in this decision, and then be quiet for just a short time. And normally what happens is that Tom, you will sense something, and God might give me something too that I can encourage you in and just be such a blessing to you when he's right there in our prayer life. So that'll keep things fresh.
Oh, that's so good, Leanne. Thank you so much. And yes. And so, all right, everybody's got the challenge. After listening to this podcast, head to the dollar store. And then I'll be real curious for you to, if you do this challenge, to post in the Facebook group. What did you pick up? What did you do? What'd you hear? And let's see what kind of things pop up in the Facebook group when you can do that right under the show episode in the comment section. Go ahead and just post your notes there. I would love to see what y'all come up with and what that it'll be interesting to see. So you've got the challenge. All right, Leanne. Well, if people want to connect and want to know more about your ministry and you and want to touch base with you, give us your contact info, website, and whatever else you want to shout out to, go for it.
Probably the best way to find me is on my website, and it is handlewithcareministries.com. So it's kind of long, but it's the whole thing. handlewithcareministries.com. You can contact me through there. And yes, I would absolutely love to talk to you about how God is speaking to you and heart-to-heart prayer. And if you have some questions about, how does this work or whatever, like, yeah, let's talk. I love this topic. And God bless you as you seek him and hear his voice for what you're doing. And thank you for what you do for the children. It is a great calling that we have to be able to teach these children how to draw closer to him. So, and Tom, thank you for all you do. This is you're just awesome. Like, we haven't been friends very long, but I just really appreciate all that you do for the community and everything you pour into the leaders. So God bless you in this ministry.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll take all the prayers and blessings I can get. So I appreciate that. And yes, I'm just looking forward to seeing where God takes our friendship blessings on you and the ministry up in Canada. That is very, very cool. So, hey guys, thanks for listening to this edition of the Kid Ministry Collective podcast. I hope that you'll join me again for another edition. Please feel free to share it, review it, subscribe, all those kind of wonderful things. But we would love to get the word out more, just so that more people can hear about what the KMC is all about. Be active in our Facebook group. If you're not, come join. We would love to have you join our community and share what God's speaking to you about, and to challenge the community to grow better, because we do truly believe as iron sharpens iron, so one man does for another. So we appreciate that. So thanks, Leanne, and thank you guys for listening, and join us again for another edition of the KMC.
You've been listening to the Kids Ministry Collective podcast. We hope you've been informed, encouraged, and entertained for these few moments. If you'd like to connect with us, we encourage you to join the Kids Ministry Collective Facebook group or contact me on Twitter at PTBump. We'd also love for you to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. It'd also mean a lot if you'd leave a review for us so that we can help others learn about this podcast. Our goal of the KMC comes from Proverbs 27:17. As iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. We hope you'll join us again real soon for another KMC podcast.